Listen while you list. VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, the show that's available in multiple quantities. Now, here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by ShipWorks, helping you ship more in less time. Stop what you're doing right now. Give us a call. 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that number is 888-723-4630.
So if you were trying to, I just put a notification in the chat board. Yes, we are having some sort of a problem with the Liquid Compass stream. That's the one we use for the apps. So if you switch over to, if you go to ebayradio.com and click on the Listen Live link over to the right, you're going to get the other stream.
Oh, groovy.
So, and I tell you, the other stream is currently playing, the bad one, but it appears to be going on and off. And also, we've had iPhone testers and we have had Droid testers, John, just so you know, sending an email saying they're both having the same problem. So, it is our computer. Griff, as soon as we get off the air, we're taking it out of the server room and we're rushing it over to the right people who can see if there's a virus or something.
Oh, you have to take it to the doctors.
Yeah, we think there may be a virus on it, so we have to take it to the doctor.
The doctors.
Exactly.
You can put some stickers on it.
Stickers on it. In the meantime, there is a way to listen to us. Okay.
Yeah, you just, it's a tin can with a string.
Works like
a charm.
No. I'm so glad we have two streams. Ron, Birmingham, Alabama, Oilerman 21. Hey, Ron, what's your question today or comment?
Hey. Griff had a webinar this morning, and I've watched most of it, but I want to talk about the promoted listings and Markdown Manager, tying those two together. What I've done, I have several campaigns going in promoted listings, and then I turned around and created four or five sales that are related to those items that I'm promoting. I didn't use Griffin. I'm sorry, I got old and forgot. What was the other thing we were talking or you were discussing on the on the webinar?
Well, it was yesterday. It was Promotion Manager.
Yeah, Promotion Manager. Instead of using Promotion Manager, I'm using Markdown Manager. What do you think of that?
Well, I think it's okay. It's better once you've created, we talked about it yesterday on the webinar, once you've marked down a bunch of items, you should create a sales event promotion in Promotion Manager to give those markdown listings one page location to which you can then link, and people can see it as a sales event. That's, if you look in Promotions Manager, there's a option for promotions called sales event. And that's exactly what it was intended to be used for. Items that you mark down using Markdown Manager.
Okay, I'm going to look into that. That sounds like something I want to do also. And one other quick thing, if I can. You were talking to a gentleman about trying to get listings. He was trying to get a listing of his active items.
He wanted to print out a list of just the titles.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's no way, like you said, I know of doing that. But what I do is print off a list. I go to my Seller Hub, bring up all my active, and then I print just selected columns, like, say, the picture, the description, and the item number, and I print that off in a landscape form.
Oh.
And then Agnes takes that, and she then goes down each one and checks, puts the box number that the item's in.
Oh.
So that we, and then what we're going to do is turn around and go back to the listings and update them, and in that custom field, put the box number so that when it sells, we'll have the box number of where it's located.
Okay, brilliant. So you go to the Seller Hub and you print out your active listings page?
Yes, ma'am.
It has a print option in the upper right-hand corner, Betsy says.
Right.
Well, I use the print option in the upper left-hand corner of the PC. In other words, I don't use the eBay print option.
I get it. Okay.
Okay, and I print that off in a landscape form, and I only print the columns that I'm interested in.
Right.
And,
but let me make it clear before you go on that in order to do that, you have to open up Customize, and then uncheck all of the columns that you don't want to have printed.
Yes.
And in fact,
absolutely.
That does give you that. You know, it pretty much does give you a list of just the titles.
Yeah, you can do that, yeah. I think. But I'm gonna, I'll look into that also for that, because I didn't consider that. That's, I gotta look at that too.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I wanted to let you talk to you about and aggravate you some.
Oh, Ron, we love
it.
You don't aggravate us ever, and Vegas baby.
Vegas baby all the way. Say it, Agnes.
Yeah, that's
sure.
Say Vegas, baby. Vegas, baby.
Okay, Agnes.
Ron drags her into
it. I can't wait to meet them. It's going to be such a joy. Ron, we got to talk before before you leave for Vegas so we can know where to meet up and everything, okay?
Gotcha. Well, we're staying in the MGM Grand.
Oh, yeah. We'll meet up somewhere there and have a bite.
Yep, sounds good.
Okay, Ron, thank you.
Thank you, bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Susanna from Wichita, Kansas is on the line. She's known on eBay as Styles of Susanna. Hey, Susanna, what's your question or comment?
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Yes, my question is about promoted listings. I'm of the opinion that lately it has changed from just being able to list certain items, like if you have multiple items in a listing, to where you could list more items out of your inventory. And so the other day I did utilize it, and it allowed me to list some 13 of my 200 and odd some items. It was wonderful. I mean, actually, I got a sale in the day by using it, and that pleased me very much. But my question is, why can't I put all of my items on promoted listings, or a larger number of them? I called customer service about this, and they told me that, well, all you can put on there is you know, when you've got multiple listings. But I said, well, that's not what I understand. And so could you clear that up for me?
Yes. So there's on the 6th, so very recently, the promoted listings program was opened. It was initially only could be used for multiple quantity fixed price listings. It can now be used for single quantity fixed price listings. For items in certain categories. You know, I'm looking for the category list and I can't find it, but I remember yesterday in our discussion, it was, parts and accessories, I believe health and beauty, home and garden, antiques and art, and, maybe electronics. I'm not absolutely sure, but it's right now.
Well, my listings were in clothing. And
fashion is not. Fashion is not part of the rollout at this point.
Well, then why was I allowed to? For example, what sold was a jersey, an athletic jersey. I don't remember just how I had that listed now, but that was what sold. But right now, I have some ball caps listed, and they are in promoted listings.
Are they single or fixed or multiple quantity?
They're single. They're single, fixed price.
Don't know. Maybe accessories. I have no idea. But it's not been rolled out to all of the categories. This is like everything we do in order to prevent the risk of breaking everything, is that we always roll out something like this gradually. If you have item numbers and you are wondering why it was allowed, you can email them to me and I'll ask someone. But currently, not all categories, not the single quantity fixed price listing, not all categories can be promoted as promoted listings.
Okay.
Sorry, it's kind of
confusing. Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Susanna. Oh, Susanna. Our phone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630.
Yeah.
And, well, we've had some nice calls today. I'm so sorry that some of you are having problems with the sound and are having to go to our other stream. But we will have that fixed for you by Tuesday morning.
We will.
Trust us on that one.
I trust you.
So, in eBay Buyer and Auction News on page 10.
Yeah.
Seller Christina L. shared a letter she received from one of her buyers.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote, I wish to let you know the one in a million coffee mug arrived not only in good condition today, but ahead of scheduled delivery time. More importantly, I wish to relate to you the story about the importance of this mug. Are you there on page 10?
I am, yeah.
Why don't you read it? It's so beautiful.
So many years ago when I lived in Texas, I purchased this mug for my dad in order for him to enjoy his daily morning cup of hot cocoa. He was thrilled to be his son's one in a million. He religiously used the mug until he passed away in 2004. Since that time, my mom, who is now 93, has used that mug as the only mug she would drink out of, for it came to symbolize sharing her morning coffee with him. Mother's Day morning, I called my mom as I drove home, and she answered the phone. Her elbow inadvertently struck the mug with her, and it went flying over the counter and smashed into countless pieces on the floor. She was heartbroken because even though it was just a mug, it symbolized a lot more. It was her link to my dad during morning coffee. I so wish I could have shared with you the moment I handed Mom the replacement mug. She broke into tears of joy as she held the mug to her chest. Because of you, Mom went less than a week without her connection. Thank you for helping me make this possible, only on eBay.
Isn't that a beautiful story?
It is. This segment was brought to you by ShipWorks, helping you ship more in less time. 888-723-4630. It's Ask Griffin Lee.
As an eBay seller, I'm on call 24/7, listing, shipping, and providing five-star customer service. That includes responding ASAP to buyers' emails, but I can't be online all the time. Then I discovered Reply Manager. In addition to managing my inbound messages, their smart autoresponder lets customers know when they'll hear from me in person, and it all goes through eBay's My Messages. I set it to reply to customers during the hours I'm offline, like weekends or after hours. Their email still shows as unread, so I can find it easily once I'm back online. Reply Manager's smart autoresponder can even be topic-specific, for example, questions about returns. I can set up auto-responses for international buyers, too. Thanks to Reply Manager's smart autoresponder, I can communicate with customers while I'm busy eating, sleeping, or just having a life. Try it free at ReplyManager.com.
There are plenty of places you can shop for shipping supplies, but there's only one place that will treat you like family. That's Bubble Fast. They're big enough to price their products competitively, but small enough that owners Mark and Robin Levine actually answer the phone themselves. Just call their shipping hotline at 877-599-SHIP. You won't get that kind of close-up and personal service from a catalog, and you won't get professional advice on packing either. Mark and Robin have been helping e-commerce sellers pack and ship since 1999. They sell on eBay just like you, and they use all of their own shipping materials. If they don't like it, they won't sell it. Join the Bubble Fast family on Facebook, subscribe to the Bubble Briefs newsletter, and call the Bubble phone at 877-599-SHIP. Find it all at BubbleFast.com. Providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. That's BubbleFast.com.
Somewhere in the future on the eBay space-time continuum.
There, that's today's sold items beamed out to their buyers. Now, let's get the robo-listers started on our latest case of liquidation goods from bulk.
What's in that case, boss?
Check bulk's manifest. It'll show you exactly what we bought.
Bulk sure makes it easy.
It wasn't always easy. Before bulk revolutionized product sourcing back in the 21st century, it was really hard. Sellers had to find major manufacturers who wanted to liquidate overstocks, returned, and open box merchandise all on their own. Most companies sold inventory by the truckload with no list or guarantee of what was included. And shipping, it costs more than your paycheck.
Bulk changed all that?
Thanks to Bulk, we can buy by the pallet or case with an itemized manifest and flat rate shipping. Now, enough ancient history. Let's check out those robo-listers.
Bulk.com. Revolutionizing product sourcing for online sellers. BULQ.com.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where your phone calls and emails are never blocked. Now, here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Shipworks, helping you ship more in less time. Stop what you're doing and give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that number is 888-723-4630.
And just a moment or two, Griff and I are going to, until you call in, we're going to talk. And what we're going to talk about is how to take a summer vacation when you own a small business.
Yeah.
And that was written by Reva Lozansky, who is CEO of Grow Biz Media and SmallBizDaily.com. And she's got some great tips for taking a summer vacation. But first, now it's time to commence a retail moment.
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
Along with all the pomp and circumstance of graduation comes a whole lot of gift buying. And graduation isn't just for high school and college seniors anymore. Today's kids graduate from middle school, elementary school, even kindergarten and nursery school. That means lots of proud family members and friends shopping on eBay. So list dorm room essentials such as bedding and small appliances, traditional gifts like jewelry and watches, as well as electronic gadgets and accessories. Promote those listings on social media, including a link from your Facebook business page. Then send a newsletter to your store subscribers, and you've earned an A-plus in marketing.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
Ah, it's graduation time. You have anybody graduating, Griff? Anybody you know or in your family? Or?
No, I don't, unfortunately.
Well, this is, unfortunately? Well, yeah. This is the time of year for it. So people are looking right now for graduation gifts for graduates. So be sure you market yourself as such so they can find you. So you want to do kind of graduation-y things in your listings. So, Griff, taking a vacation, you know how I feel about vacations. They are very important. Taking time off when you are a business owner is very important, but we realize, don't we, that as a small business owner, the buck stops with you?
Of course it does, yeah.
Makes it tough, right?
To take a vacation. Can make it very tough.
So, unfortunately, working nonstop eventually takes its toll, Griff, not only on your mood, but on your health, your personal relationships.
Yeah, and I'm walking proof of that.
So why should we take time off?
You don't want to turn into me.
No, we don't want to turn into Griff.
No. Because taking time off to rest and recharge is vital to keep your functioning at full capacity. And if you aren't at your best, your business will suffer. So how can you... And this is true, by the way, because, we live in a world, especially here in America, where productivity is everything. We have to make you more productive. You got to be higher levels of productivity. The problem is that there reaches a point where if you keep on working, you actually become less productive because you're not going to function at your best.
And so, people will brag about it sometimes. I never take a vacation. Well,
I mean, really? You're nuts.
Even if you stay home, by the way.
Yeah.
Our budget right now, because we're saving for Vegas,
we
can't go places. You know, but we take a few days off, we stay home, we have a good time, we work in the garden.
Absolutely.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah, and I don't want to say 10 years, but close to 10 years at eBay, I would work day and night, 90 hours a week, and answer email at 2 in the morning on a weekend. And 5 or 6 years ago, I can't remember exactly when it was, doctor's orders said stop it. Don't do that anymore. So now I put it to bed at 5 o'clock, the end of every day, and I don't look at email, not at night, and I don't look at email on the weekends.
Well, I'm kind of guilty. Well, on Monday nights and Wednesday nights, you got to stay we work longer because of the show the next
day.
Sure,
yeah, of course.
So Betsy and I are sometimes on the phone at midnight, believe it or not. But under normal circumstances, I am trying to do that in my life and not answer my email late at night. That does take its toll on you. Hey, we'll come back to this, how to take a summer vacation when you own a small business, in just a moment. But for right now, Joel from New York City is on the line with us, Griff. He's known on eBay as a Pantique, A-P-A-N-T-I-Q. Hey, Joel, what's your question or comment?
Hi, Lee. I have two things. I have a question about this stale listings and spring cleanup thing that's come up recently.
Mm-hmm.
I've looked at my active listings, and I can select in that listings that haven't had any activity for a while, but I can't find a way to... What I'd like to do is use Markdown Manager and reduce the... and create a sale for those items.
Mm.
But there doesn't seem to be a way to transfer the things into Markdown Manager.
No, there isn't.
Except item by item.
Right. What you have to do is, in Markdown Manager, which is a separate tool for now, this will be changing in the next, in the not too distant future. You have to go into the Markdown Manager tool and either select items individually or in groups, depending, you know, based on what the functions are in Markdown Manager, which was a separate tool built years ago.
I can select them by store categories,
right?
But there's no way that I can just grab all these stale listings,
no,
and throw them in.
Nope, there isn't.
No,
you have to do it from within Markdown Manager.
Yeah,
and it's a pain.
Nice
it's a pain in the neck.
It would be nice if we could,
and you will someday.
No, okay, another suggestion. This new mobile-friendly checker. If it could be changed that we could bulk edit to do the mobile-friendly check on all the listings instead of every time I run into one.
Right.
You know, I've got hundreds of good-to-canceled listings.
Right.
Hmm.
Yeah,
he's
okay.
Got a point. That would be something good to add.
Right. So making the tool was needed for the active content and the mobile, making it mobile friendly. We wanted to get it out. We wanted to get it out. It would have taken an extra year to launch if we had tried to do it through the edit feature, which it should be there someday, but. Thank you for the suggestion.
So right now, as it stands, you can just check them when you're doing your new listing, right?
Well, when you're revising them. So if you revise them.
Well, when you're revising, but when you've got hundreds of good to canceled listings and you'd like to make them mobile friendly.
I see your point.
You have to do them.
It's a lot of work.
Yes.
Right. So actually, wait a minute, because I'm just doing this now and it is possible to do this.
I was able to bulk paste the one part of it in the second part about but not the thing about the size. I was able to bulk edit, copy and paste HTML.
You don't have to do it that way.
About the metadata.
Right. So you're going to still have to do these individually, but this does save some time. If you select, and you can test this, select 10 of your listings in the active listing category and then select the edit button. What you then do is you'll have like 10 listings to edit and you'll go through and on the right hand side, you should be able to see all of the details that you can edit.
Right.
And one of them is at the description.
I have to select.
Let me finish, please.
Edit individually.
Let me finish.
So okay.
I can tell you. I said this is an ideal, but this will save you more time than just revising each item individually. If you're in the edit feature and you go to the right hand side and look for the item condition, there is a link for mobile friendly. You click it and then just say, fix it for me and save. And then move to the next one very quickly and then do the same thing. That's still not ideal. It's going to be faster than if you revise these one at a time.
Yeah, that would be easier.
And we're, okay. And for now, I think this is your only, option. So I'm doing a bunch of them now for myself, and it seems to be working fine.
Yeah, I've been working on it for a couple of days now.
Don't spend too much time on it.
Because things could change any minute.
No, no, it's not that. It's not, this is not a deal breaker. So I wouldn't spend.
I understand it's not, but I get these reports that 60-70% of your sales are from mobile devices.
Right.
So you want to
have you
be
looked
compatible?
Have you looked at your listing in a mobile device?
Yeah, and to me it looks fine. But
then that's why I'm saying it's not mission critical.
Uh huh.
Right.
Okay. Thank you, Griff.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Joel.
To see people spend a lot of time on stuff like this.
Yeah, but we all want to be perfect.
That's
a problem with entrepreneurs. You want to have everything just right.
Yeah.
And it's part of the reason you become successful, but on the other hand, sometimes it's overkill.
I just updated using the mobile friendly checker 10 of my listings in less than 30 seconds.
That's good.
Yeah. I was talking at the same time, which is not easy.
You were multitasking.
Oh, brother, that's always dangerous.
So back to how to take a summer vacation when you own a small business. Now, we're talking about summer vacations here because Reva suggests that for most small businesses, business does slow down a bit at some point in the summer.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
And do you think it does for eBay sellers as well? People are out and about doing things. They're on vacation.
It depends on what you sell.
Yeah, it would.
So if you're selling things that are kind of necessities, so to speak, you may not see your sales go down. If you're selling seasonal items that relate to summer, then you may not see your sales go down. If you're selling winter coats, you might see your sales go down.
Do they still all take their vacations in August in Europe?
Yeah, August is a feast month, mostly.
And it's basically a slow month in a lot of industries, maybe not yours. So you may want to transpose this from taking a summer vacation to your slowest time. And if you don't have any slowest time, then take a vacation. Doesn't matter when. So planning your vacation for a time when your business normally has a bit of a lull will make things easier. And Griff is going to talk about planning ahead for vacations when we come back.
This segment was brought to you by ShipWorks, helping you ship more in less time. It's your turn to give us a call at 888-723-4630. We'll be right back with more of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Sharpen your selling skills. Register now for eBay Open 2017 at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. Visit ebayopen2017.com now to register for the event and book your rooms. New technology, workshops and panels, and amazing networking events with great food. July 25th through the 28th at the MGM Grand Hotel in Las Vegas. Register and book your rooms at ebayopen2017.com. See you in Las Vegas, baby.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Listen while you list.